there's so we do have a bit of background information on it, but so this house was owned by the Fairweather family.
Yes, and I'm a Fairweather. Mm-hmm. My grandfather bought it in 1881, mm-hmm. and from unfortunately we don't know when it was built.
Well, yeah.
I think quite some time ago, some students were doing some research, mm-hmm. but they couldn't find out when it was built, but we think somewhere between 1850 and 1860. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to be, I think it's older than quite a few of the houses around here.
Yeah.
And it's been in, my grandfather bought it from a lawyer by the name of King, mm-hmm. I don't know how long he owned it, but you know, 1860 was just about the time that the railway came through.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot of shipbuilding in St. John, and a lot of ship owners bought property out here. Mm-hmm. So maybe, I don't know whether the Kings had anything to do with that, but mm-hmm. I know that I think there were two brothers, but one of them, my grandfather bought from one of the Kings, and it's been in the family ever since.
I had actually heard that this would have been in the illustrated history, but there was something about there being a pane of glass somewhere in the house that the name Saracen was engraved on. Okay.
Would you like to see it?
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. I'm sorry, my dining room table is my office and whatnot, so, but anyway, I'll take you through. I wonder where you, maybe that was in the illustrated history. Mm. I don't know.
It was either that or we got some notes from the Heritage Committee, just kind of, I think it might have been stuff they collected like towards making the book, but I don't know, maybe just different records and stuff. And, so this lot used to have kind of a farm attached to it?
Yeah. It was a farm.
Yeah.
My grandfather bought it as a farm. Mm. At least I'm sure it must have been a farm when he bought it. Because he continued using it he didn't farm it himself. He was a lawyer and an insurance agent as well. Mm. But he loved the farm and he had people working on it for him. Mm. And he had, quite a herd of Jersey.
Yeah.
And he took these Jersey cattle. I found a newspaper clipping that said he took the cattle to a Halifax exhibition, mm-hmm. which is, would be quite something. But when my father ran it, my father looked after the insurance business that my grandfather had, but he was the one that loved the farm. And he had dual-purpose shorthorn cattle, and they used to go into the exhibition in St. John every year. So that was fun, too. But I think originally there was about 170 acres, but now I think I've sold a lot to the school. And I think we have about 15 acres now, something like that. Mm. Are you enjoying you have had 1 year at Mount A?
Yep.
You've enjoyed it up there?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Fine arts.
What? Fine arts?
Yeah.
Fine arts?
Mm-hmm.
So what area of fine arts?
Taking mostly painting and printmaking.
Painting?
Yep. Mm.
All kinds of paintings?
Yeah.
Which do you like?
I just had my first year, so I haven't done too much, but mostly done acrylics this year.
Yeah.
But I think we're probably more with oils next year, I think. Probably.
Have you always been interested in drawing and painting?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Has this place gone through any renditions?
Beg your pardon?
Has this place gone through any renditions, or has there been any add-ons?
Yes. In 1914.
What happened?
I think they put the veranda on.
Oh, okay.
I'd actually heard that parts of the house were older than other parts, that there was kind of...
Well, that's my brother thought that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'll show you why people think that.
Okay.
When he comes in, we'll talk about it. That veranda was put on, and then at the end of the veranda there's a sleeping porch up above. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I think it, yeah.
And at that time, around 1914, there was a, because I was here, but I don't remember about this, but there was a lot of, I don't know, there must have been quite a bit of TB going on, tuberculosis, and people were building sleeping porches. All the fresh air, you know, that you could get. So that's when that was put on with the veranda.
Okay.
You know, that, well, a lot of houses that we visited, they closed, they were the veranda, but they closed it to make it like a sunroom.
Yeah.
A lot of houses did.
Well, I haven't done that, because I like it out there, but what I'm thinking of doing is getting some of these blinds that you can let down, because we get very strong sunshine in the late afternoon. Mm-hmm. I had another tree there that had to come down, so I think that's why we're getting it now. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go and see this etching on the...
Oh, sure.
And then I'll show you also what we've done.
Beautiful. Lay up. She's talking to you.
Julie, my grandfather bought this house in 1881 from the king. Mm. And you see, this was that old.
No, maybe.
I'm sure you can't see it.
No.
I don't know what her name is. I've forgotten. Oh, yeah. Almost looks like Jesse. Stand over here. This is the what we call the pantry. And this is the original kitchen for the house. But this is a wonderful utility room for me. And then there's a back door out here. And this is at the moment is a bathroom. Look at the thickness of it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you why. This is a storeroom for me now, but it used to be full of blocks of ice.
Okay.
You know, the great big blocks that they used to cut from the river.
Mm.
And, oh, you're not going to take a picture.
No, no, no.
And they kept a refrigerator here, you know, a box with ice in it. And that's before the days of electric refrigerators.
Mm.
So when we moved back here, we close this off. Oh, there's a window here now, but there was a door that they used to bring the ice in from there. So we had this little bathroom made out of our cold room. And it was just great when my grandchildren were little, you know, they could come in here after the swim and use the bathroom. Of course, not heated out here, we can't do this in the winter, but there we are. And I don't suppose you've seen these, but, you know, we didn't have different cars and whatnot, and everything had to come out from St. John at the train. And we used to have great big barrels that fit it in here. One with flour. I don't know whether we had two kinds of flour and one with a great big barrel. Because they did a lot of their own baking.
Bought a lot in bulk.
Yes, pardon?
You bought a lot in bulk. You
bought everything? Oh, yeah, a big barrel.
Yeah.
And they were on some sort of a hinge that you would just swing on. That's the original picture, as far as I know.
Oh.
And it's great.
Cool.
So I just use this as an extra. It's wonderful for doing flowers and all sorts of stuff. And there used to be, in my, when I was growing up, they had a big copper sink here, and dishes were washed here. There's a picture of my father's in that picture. It's an RCA football years ago. Now you asked about addition.
Oh, yeah.
In the original house that I remember,
A lot of shelf space.
Yeah. I had a picture of the driveway. All that long driveway was lined with fir trees. And I had, my brother says that they were probably spruce. I think they must have been fir, because that's where the main thing is pretty. Mm-hmm. something was done. Oh yes, this porch was put on too. Probably the same time as the veranda. The pictures of me and my cousin sitting on a little stoop. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, so this is our RNS, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So we are ready. We're here. Yeah. Yep, right there. Mm-hmm. Cool. Did we have, who was the original builder again? Hang on, I missed that. The original builder?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Who built it, but I can tell you who did the renovation, and that's Joseph Henderson.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yes. Master builder, we always call
him. He was a master builder.
Well,
he was a master builder.
He did some wonderful work. And, oh, I have, you know that cold room that I showed you? There's, on one of the boards, it has his name.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Do you want to look at that?
Oh,
sure. All right. I think this precipice and lumber that came out on the train. I don't know if they have to go in here and sit on the ground or not to see it, but is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a light behind you. Up there.
Okay.
No. Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, do I just
No, just twist it. There. Yeah, that's it.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
What?
Is there much kind of on the like on the land now that remains of any of the original farm kind of good thing or like I heard I don't know. Read a bit on the said there was a herd of cows. He said there were some gardens and some orchards and stuff. Is any of that kind of still on this land, or just?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The you and anyone you see, but where I have a swimming pool there and the barn is there.
Oh.
And and there's a pasture still there where the cows used. And the orchard was, there was an orchard and then there was a paddock we had. Mm-hmm. Am I going last week? Last week? You want to go last week?